Hi everyone, my name is Jamal Muhammad and welcome to my podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about the Toronto Raptors' journey to the NBA Finals. I've been a Raptors fan for as long as I've been an NBA fan. I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. And the bad seemed to happen every single year. It felt like the Raptors couldn't get over the hump year in and year out. For example, after a new regular season and wins during the 2014-2015 regular season, the Raptors were in the playoffs against the Washington Wizards. After Paul Pierce said the Raptors lacked an it factor, Paul Pierce made a series of clutch shots to help the 5th-seeded Wizards sweep the Raptors. They went quietly to lose in Game 4 by 31 points. But the Raptors stayed the course, and for the third year in a row, had their best season ever in 2015 and 2016. They won a team high 56 wins and knocked off both the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat in the first two rounds, with both series ending with a Game 7. They made their first ever conference finals appearance and everything looked great. Little did they know they're about to meet the greatest obstacle yet. Enter LeBron James. Facing LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in the East Conference Finals. The Raps dropped the first two games, but eventually they tied the series at two games apiece once things shifted back to Toronto. But even enough was enough, and James took the Cavs up a notch, winning Game 5 and winning Game 6. The problem for the Raptors is they never overcame James and the Cavaliers. Impressive regular seasons in 2016 and 2017 was erased in a heartbeat after LeBron swept the Raptors in consecutive years. Dating back to May of 2016, Cleveland had won 10 consecutive playoff games over Toronto, or as some said, LeBronto. Last season was the exclamation mark to what the Raptors have been known for, playoff choking. They become the first number one seed to get swept before the conference finals. Coming into the series, they were favored to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then a heartbreak struck again. Something had to change, and something definitely had changed. For too long, the Raptors had gone far, but not far enough. It wasn't enough for Casey to get fired and replaced with assistant coach Nick Nurse. It wasn't enough that LeBron signed out of the conference with Los Angeles Lakers. Raptors general manager Masai Ujiri took the biggest risk of his life and traded away a four-time All-Star that had 3 years left on his contract in DeMar DeRozan. DeMar would often say that he wanted to stay in Toronto for the rest of his career, and many believe that he is the greatest Raptor of all time. Masai traded that man for Kawhi Leonard, who had 1 year left on his contract, and many believe that he would go to Los Angeles because he was born there. After Masai took the biggest risk, and now it is paying off, as Kawhi's arrival sparked a new era for the Raptors, one that was meant to push the franchise to places they've never been before. But that was all in danger of falling apart in the second round of the conference semifinals once again, as the Raptors and Sixers battled in a closely contested battle for Game 7. After Jimmy Butler tied the game with 4.2 seconds left to play, the stage was set for Leonard to show why the Raptors went out and got him, and he delivered. Kawhi hit the one and only buzzer beater Game 7 winner in a Game 7, and that was by far the greatest moment in Raptors history. However, Kawhi and the Raptors managed to top that after being down 0-2 to the number one seed in the Bucks in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. The Raptors won four straight to make it to their first ever NBA Finals appearance. However, the Raptors didn't want to finish it with just an appearance. They wanted to win it all. They end up playing the reigning back-to-back champions, Golden State Warriors. The Raptors split the first two games 1-1 at home and looked to go on the road and hopefully win a game. The Raptors played amazing two games and took both on the road. And now we are up to date. The Raptors are up 3-2 with a chance to win their first ever NBA championship at home. I know it like in the way in Golden State. No matter what happens the rest of the way, I and Raptors fan will enjoy every moment of it because we know that this year was very special and we know the past struggles too. Thank you for listening to my podcast and have a good day.